Now, we come to chapter 37 here, and this man here is inferring as we move down into the chapter, and I'll have to drop way down in the chapter, and I'm just going to lift out these two verses here. Fair weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He's excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. Now, again, you see, he's inferring that God is so far removed from man, we just can't communicate with him. And he's way up yonder, and we're way down here. And therefore, we see here that that which has separated God and man has been the sin of man. This is a tremendous statement, and chapter 37, I think, reveals that this man, Elihu, is not a proper mediator. And that's one of the reasons today that I have never specialized in counseling. If you want to know the truth, and let's just keep this, you know, between us, I don't know enough to be a counselor. I think a man today that's going to pose as a counselor, he's sitting in the place of God. He takes the place of God. And that's what the friends of Job, you see, they were taking the place of God in this man's life. They were going to counsel him. And their problem was their knowledge was not adequate. And today, I think the great breakdown in counseling is that we're not all-knowing. We are not omniscient. We do not have all the knowledge that is necessary. I have a very wonderful doctor. As many of you know, I have cancer, and it's necessary for me to have a good doctor. Fact of the matter is, I wanted the best, and I think I have the best. And the thing I like about him is he's not all-knowing and all-powerful. He tells me many times, I don't know. And I don't know why, but I like that. It makes him a human being, and he's not in the place of God. He's just a fine Christian, and he's attempting to serve the Lord. So he doesn't take God's place, doesn't usurp God's place. Now, this man, even Elihu, almost moves into that place. And therefore, he breaks off here. He just doesn't really know God as he should. He's so far removed, he said. Well, that wasn't the problem. And now God is going to break through. And you'll notice verse 22 of the 37th chapter, one of the last things that Elihu said, he referred to the weather. And he gave a little weather report. Fair weather cometh out of the north. Why do you suppose he said that? Well, all the time that this man was speaking, and I think during most of the discourse, a storm was forming way over on the horizon. And as it, I think, grew dark, that the storm began to advance. The wind began to howl. And I think that a few drops of rain was falling. And it was a very wicked storm, by the way. And everybody ran for cover. And Elihu finally is here, and I think he takes off. And poor Job is left there.